One ring to rule them all. One ring to bind them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness bind them. Put on the ring. Put on the ring.
The ring.
Mr. Frodo, where are you? Where have you gone?
I see you now. I see you.
The ring!
No!
Elbereth! Gilthania!
Back! Back! Get back!
Strider. Have they gone?
Yes, Mary. But not for long, I fear. There were only 5 of them. Why were they not all here? I don't know. But I do not think they expected to be resisted.
What have they done to Mr. Frodo?
He is wounded, Sam. I fear they believe that wound will subdue him to their will. We shall see. Don't despair. You must trust me now. Your Frodo is made of sterner stuff than I guessed. Though Gandalf hinted that it might prove so. He is not slain, and I think he will resist the evil power of the wound longer than his enemies expect.
Where is the Pale King? I saw him. I saw all of them. I saw their helms of silver and their swords of steel. I saw their pale faces and those terrible eyes.
Look, over there, a cloak.
I'll fetch it, Mr.
It's his! It's his! It's his!
Let me see. Yes, look. Here's where Frodo's sword went in. But a cut in the cloak is the only hurt that it did to this enemy, I fear. For the sword itself is unharmed, and all blades perish that pierce that dreadful king. More deadly to him was the name of Elbereth Gilthoniel, the Star Queen of old. And more deadly to Frodo was this.
Whose knife is that, Mrs. Strider?
I believe it belongs to the one who attacked Frodo. It was this knife that gave him the wound. And its point has been broken off.
Mr. Strider, look! The blade! It's melting.
Yes, it is an evil and accursed weapon. And few have the skill in healing wounds that that makes. Frodo. Frodo, we must go at once. We are in great peril here. We can hardly meet greater danger wherever we go.
Yes.
The travellers started off in a southerly direction and made their way slowly and cautiously. But there was no sign of the riders. For days they struggled on. And with each day that passed, Frodo's pain worsened.
It's no good. We can't go any further. I'm afraid this has been too much for Frodo. I'm dreadfully anxious about him. What are we to do? Do you think they will be able to heal him in Rivendell, if we ever get there?
We shall see, Mary. It's chiefly because of Frodo's wound that I'm so anxious to press on. But I agree, we can go no further today.
But what is the matter with my master? His wound was small, and it's already closed. And there's nothing to be seen but a cold white mark on his shoulder.
Frodo has been touched by the weapons of the enemy, and there is some poison or evil at work that is beyond my skill to drive out. But don't give up hope, Sam.
But how long is it going to take us to get to Rivendell if we keep on trying to get through these pathless hills?
You're right, Pippin. Tomorrow we must make for the road again, whatever danger may beset us. The road is our only way to the ford.
Back on the road, they saw no sign of any other travellers. There being now no other possible course for them to take, they trod the road as fast as they could. As the shadows of early evening lengthened, a cold wind flowed down to meet them from the mountains ahead. Suddenly, they heard a sound that brought fear back into their hearts.
A horse! Quick, get off the road!
Now then, Bill, don't go throwing Mr. Frodo off.
Bill? Who's Bill, Sam?
Why, it's the pony, sir. I named him after his old master, Bill Fernie. Well, perhaps I has insulted the poor creature.
Quiet! Get down!
That doesn't sound like a Black Rider's horse.
No, but we shall see. It's a white horse. Why, it's Glorfindel. Glorfindel! Glorfindel! Wait!
I never do it, Donadan. My governor.
It's an elf. So that's an elf.
It's all right. It's quite safe. This is Glorfindel, who lives in the house of Elrond Half-Elven at Rivendell.
Helen Sila Lumen Amentielvo.
Helen, well met at last, Frodo. I was sent from Rivendell to look for you. We feared that you were in danger upon the road.
Ah, then Gandalf has reached Rivendell.
No, he had not when I departed, but that was several days ago. No, we learned that the Nine were abroad and that you were astray, bearing a great burden without guidance. But come, there is no time for further news. There are five riders behind us, and where the other four may be, I do not know. I fear that we may find the ford is already held against us, but we must risk the peril and go on.
Look, my master is sick and wounded. He can't go on riding after nightfall. He needs rest.
Frodo has been wounded by a very evil weapon, Glorfindel.
Then he shall ride my horse. His pace is light and smooth, and if danger presses too near, he will bear him away at a speed that even the black steeds of the enemy cannot rival.
No, he will not. So I shall not ride him if I am to be carried off to Rivendell or anywhere else, leaving my friends behind in danger.
I doubt very much if your friends would be in danger if you were not with them. It is you, Frodo, and that which you bear that brings us all into danger. The ford of Bruinen is before us now, and our peril is at its greatest. For my heart warns me that the pursuit is now swift behind us, and other dangers may be waiting at the ford.
I'm too tired to care about any dangers.
We can't go on much further.
My dear hobbits, we must. Come on.
It won't be long now, Mr. Frodo, sir.
Oh, behind us! Look!
Fly, Frodo. Fly. The enemy is upon us. Ride forward, Frodo, ride!
They are holding him with their will, Glorfindel.
Ride on! Ride on! Norolim! Norolim, Asphaloth!
What a hideous dream. Where am I? Where am I? What is the time?
In the house of Elrond, and it is 10 o'clock in the morning.
Gandalf!
Yes, I am here. And you're lucky to be here, too, after all the absurd things you've done since you left home.
Where's Sam? And are the others all right?
Yes, they're all safe and sound. Sam was here until I sent him off to get some rest about half an hour ago.
What happened at the Ford? It all seemed so dim somehow. It still does.
Yes, it would. You were beginning to fade. The wound which you received on Weathertop was overcoming you at last. A few more hours and you would have been beyond our aid. If only you had held out, not slipped the ring on your finger.
Huh? How do you know that?
You've talked long in your sleep, Frodo. Don't worry. Though I said absurd just now, I didn't mean it. I think well of you and the others. It's no small feat to have come so far and through such dangers, still bearing the ring.
We should never have done it without Strider. Oh, but we needed you. I did not know what to do without you.
I was delayed, and that nearly proved our ruin. Yet, I'm not sure. It may have been better so.
I wish you would tell me what happened. Why were you delayed?
You will soon hear all you wish to know. We shall have a council as soon as you're well enough. At the moment, I will only say that I was held captive.
You?
Yes, I. Gandalf the Grey. There are many powers in the world, for good or for evil. Some are greater than I am. Against some, I have not yet been measured. But my time is coming. The Morgul Lord and his Black Riders have come forth. War is preparing.
Then you knew of the Riders already, before I met them?
Yes, I knew of them. The Black Riders are the Ringwraiths I once spoke to you of, the 9 servants of the Lord of the Rings. But I did not know that they had arisen again, or I should have fled with you at once. For the moment, we have been saved from disaster by Aragorn.
Yes. Yes, it was Strider that saved us. I've become very fond of him. Well, fond is not quite the right word. I mean he is dear to me, though he is strange and grim at times. In fact, he reminds me often of you.
There are few left in Middle-earth like Aragorn, son of Arathorn. The race of the kings from over the sea is nearly at an end.
Huh?
Yes, it may be that this War of the Ring will be their last adventure.
Do you really mean that Strider is one of the people of the old kings? I thought they'd all vanished long ago. I thought he was only a ranger.
Only a ranger? My dear Frodo, that is just what the rangers are. The last remnant in the north of the great people, the men of the west. They've helped me before, and I shall need their help in the days to come. We have reached Rivendell, but the ring is not yet at rest.
No, I suppose not. But I hope I shan't have to go any further. I have had a month of exile and adventure, and I find that has been as much as I want.
Now, how do the side and shoulder feel?
Well, I can move my arm again a little. It's coming back to life. It is no longer cold.
Good. Elrond has cured you. He had tended you for days, ever since you were brought in. But
days?
Well, 4 nights and 3 days, to be exact. We've been terribly anxious. They tried to pierce your heart with a Morgul knife. If they'd succeeded, you would have become a wraith, like them, only weaker, under the dominion of the Dark Lord Sauron. A splinter from the knife was deeply buried in your side and working inwards. But Elrond removed it. Don't be alarmed. It's gone now.
What about Rivendell and the elves? Is it safe here?
Until all else is conquered. There is a power here to withstand the might of Mordor for a while. And elsewhere, other powers still dwell.
And the Black Riders? Were they drowned in the flood?
No. Their horses must have perished, and without them they are crippled. But The ringwraiths themselves cannot be so easily destroyed.
But we are safe now.
Yes, yes. You are all safe for the present. Soon there will be feasting and merrymaking to celebrate the victory at the Ford of Bruinen. And you will all be there in places of honour.
Oh, splendid. It is wonderful that Elrond and Glorfindel and such great lords, not to mention Strider, should take so much trouble and show me so much kindness.
Well, there are many reasons why they should. I am one reason. The ring is another. You are the ring bearer, and you are the heir of Bilbo, the ring finder.
Oh, dear Bilbo. I wonder where he is. I wish he was here and could hear all about it. It would have made him laugh.
You miss Bilbo greatly, do you not?
Yes. I would rather see him than all the towers and palaces in the world. Sam!
Mr. Frodo, sir, it's so good to see you up near yourself again. Oh, it's your hand. It's warm.
But...
Well, it's been so cold during those long nights. But glory and trumpets! When Gandalf asked me to come and see if you were ready to come down, I thought he was joking.
I am ready, Sam. Let's go and look for the rest of the party. Yes, sir.
Here is our noble cousin.
Make way for Frodo, Lord of the Ring.
Gosh, we should not name evil things here. The Lord of the Rings is not Frodo. The master of the Dark Tower of Mordor, whose power is again stretching out over the world. We are sitting in a fortress. Outside, it is getting dark.
Gandalf's been saying a lot of cheerful things like that. He thinks I need keeping in order, but it seems impossible somehow to feel gloomy or depressed in this place. Oh, I feel I could sing.
I feel like singing myself, Pippin. Though at the moment, I feel more like eating and drinking.
That will soon be cured. Elrond has commanded a high feast tonight, and you are to sit with him at his table.
And after the feast, there's the storytelling. You'll hear some grand old tales here, Frodo.
This is the Hall of Fire, the place of songs and stories that Merry spoke of. But except on high days, it usually stands empty and quiet. People come here who wish for peace.
There's one over there who seems to have found it.
The little figure sleeping by the fire, you mean? Come, let us disturb his slumbers. Awake, little master.
Huh?
Come, Frodo. This is the hour you've wished for. Here is a friend that you've long missed.
Hello, Frodo, my lad.
Oh, Bilbo.
So you've got here at last. I hope you'd manage it. Oh, well, so all this feasting is in your honour, I hear. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, but why weren't you there? And why haven't I been allowed to see you before?
Because you were asleep, Frodo. But he saw you, all right. He sat by your bedside with Sam each day. But I know you want to be left alone together with your stories. Don't keep him up too long, Bilbo.
I won't, Gandalf, you can be sure of that.
But tell me, how did you come here?
Oh, it was no great adventure. I found my way here, and here I've been. I shan't travel again. I've done this and that. I've written some more of my book. Time doesn't seem to pass here. It just is. A remarkable place altogether. I hear all kinds of news from over the mountains and out of the south, but hardly anything from the Shire. I heard about the ring, of course. Fancy it causing such a disturbance. It's a pity that Gandalf didn't find out much sooner. I could have brought the thing here long ago without so much trouble. I thought several times of going back to Hobbiton to fetch it. But you know what Gandalf said?
No.
The ring has passed on, Bilbo. It would do no good to you or to others if you tried to meddle with it again. It's an odd sort of remark. Just like Gandalf. Have you got it here with you? I can't help feeling curious, you know, after all I've heard. I should very much like to peep at it again.
Yes, I've got it. It looks just the same as ever it did.
But I should just like to see it for a moment.
Oh. Very well. Here.